Praise the Lord. I'm Bishop Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church. We want to invite you to come share with us in the blessing of Good Friday service and, of course, Resurrection Day. For the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the time when we commemorate the death of Jesus and his powerful resurrection. We know that without his death, we would not be able to walk in the liberty and the peace of God. And we know without his resurrection, we would not be able to have access to the throne of God, having an intercessor to pray for us and a powerful Savior to walk beside us. You see, here at Bethel, we have services that are designed to lift the name of Jesus. On Good Friday, we will gather to commemorate what Jesus did on the cross in shedding his precious blood to wash away our sins. On Resurrection Sunday, we gather together at 6 in the morning and then again at 10 a.m. so that we may sing songs of worship and praise and thank our mighty God for raising Jesus from the dead. The Bible said, if the powers of darkness had known that Jesus would rise from the dead, they would have never crucified him. I'm glad that God can keep a secret. And when Jesus rose from the dead, he got up with all power in his hand, went and took the keys from the devil. So we are going to celebrate. For us, it's not Easter, it's Resurrection Day. So we invite you to join us. The information will be on the screen, and I look forward to sharing not only Good Friday, but also the power of Resurrection Day. God bless you, and we'll see you in church.
Plan now to join us for Good Friday service, Friday, March 30th at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and for Resurrection Day services, Sunday, April 1st at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. So come join us as we celebrate our risen Lord.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Word of God is designed to help us change our lives. It's not designed to give us parties and to make us just emotionally satisfied. It's designed to change our view. That particular type of change takes time. What normally happens is in a Pentecostal setting, we believe that the more jubilant our praise, the louder our praise, the more demonstrative it is, that we're really being touched by God. I want to help you to understand what it means to be a Christian. Now, we spent a considerable amount of time addressing faith, but we spend a considerable amount of time talking about faith as a principle and a practice, not as some whimsical action to get you through a temporary dilemma. The principles of God are not designed for instantaneous relief over situations that you confront. The principles of God are to teach you the mindset that you can get through anything that happens without falling apart. Realizing that troubles and trials and stressors come into your life. But you see, if we understand the Word of God, there are two principles that I want you to master. I want them to stay before you. Number one comes out of the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, which is my life verse. Those passages there, it's what I gear my life to. And it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. And then Solomon goes into a list of things, a time to be born, a time to die. This really, if you understand the Word of God, it really helps you keep things in perspective. See, we as a people, we have the tendency of falling apart when people die. And that usually comes because we don't understand it's the season. Now, what my mother did was teach us about her death. She taught us
to be prepared for it, what to do when it happens. I was 16 years old when I had that revelation, just 20-some years ago. And I knelt by the side of her bed, and she began to walk me through what happens when she dies. And she modeled it before me. And when my grandmother died, I was 8. And my mother had 8 brothers and sisters. There were 9 altogether. And when my grandmother died, the emotion, the range of emotions from her siblings was unique for an 8-year-old. But I noticed that Mama just sat there, and she only had one tear roll down her cheek. And I was troubled by that because everybody else was trying to crawl into the casket or, you know, really just demonstrate how much they'd miss Grandma. And I asked her one day, I said, Mama, why didn't you cry and act like the rest? She said, Eric, I had done everything I could do for my mother when she was alive. And when she died, it was her time. When I held my mother's hand when she died, and I sat there, and I could see that she was visibly struggling to stay alive. And the nurse at the hospital said, she's fighting for you, because she had heard my voice when I walked in. And I held her hand, and I said, Mama, if you want to go ahead. I'll take care of everything. And 20 minutes later, she was gone. And the most beautiful glow came over her face. Her skin turned copper-colored. I never saw anything like it before in my life. Of course, I was upset. I'd forgotten Ecclesiastes 3. And I went home and I prayed and I said, Father, you heard my cry. You heard me say, heal my mama. And there are times when God will speak to you and it's not deep, it's not revelatory, it's simple, it's comforting. And he said, it wasn't between you and me. It was between your mother and I, and she wanted to come home. I was done with it. It taught me this principle that when certain things happen in their time, stop fighting them. You're not 20 anymore if you're 40. Stop trying to dress like that and act like that. There's nothing juicy on you anymore. Don't wear anything like that. Stay away from it. That's for kids. That's for teenage girls and young adolescence girls to go around dressing in those types of things. When you get to a certain age, your hemline should come down. You can't just sway no more. When you get older, spandex begins to work. Things change. Now, why am I starting my message with this? Because we think that faith is given to us by God, listen, to change the situations that are in their season. Some of you have the audacity to pray and say, God, don't let it snow. It's winter. So he's going to sit in heaven with this conundrum. Well, what am I supposed to do? They asked me not to let it snow. I told them whatever they ask in Jesus' name, they could have it. So he looks over at Jesus and says, it's your fault. If you hadn't told them to ask anything in your name, I wouldn't be in this situation. Now, I got to figure a way to keep it from snowing in the season that I said it was supposed to snow. So here's what he does. He says, what does my word say? Because he has to go by his word. And the word says, as long as I live, saith the Lord, there will be 4 seasons. And so he dumps 8 to 10 inches of snow. He says, now don't get mad with me because I told you to buy a shovel or a snowblower or boots or get some ice melt. But you want to use faith. God, blow that snow out to sea. But who will pray, God, blow that 80-degree weather out to sea? You don't pray and ask God, don't let the warm weather of June come. Blow it out to sea, Lord. No, we are very particular when it comes to seasonal development. Whatever we don't like, we want God to move. the person that is harassing you, that's causing you undue stress. You want God to kill them. Move them away, Lord. Shut that person down. And God is saying, just walk away from them. But you can't. They have your cell phone number, your email address. God didn't give it to them. God didn't give that person your cell phone number. God didn't give that person your email address. But it's the season. You'll know when the season is over. There's a time to be born, a time to die. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. He goes through a whole litany of things. Seasons. This season that we are in right now is based on Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And we read this in every service because it's where we are as a church. It's our theme for 2018. And it will still be our theme for the Holy Convocation this fall for the Bethel Fellowship. And that is, we've been in this place long enough. Wherever you are in your life, I can guarantee you've been there long enough. In the morning at our 7:30 service, we're saying you've been there long enough in poverty. You've been broke long enough. And I don't have any fly-by-night or flipping, procedure to get you to speak things into existence without discipline. I have not laid out before those precious people a blessing plan from God to get you wealthy. I go through biblical principles. Proverbs says, don't co-sign for anybody. He said, if you do, you fall into a snare. He said, get out as quick as you can. Malachi says, the reason why you don't have anything is because you don't tithe. Haggai says, the reason why God's blowing on your money is because you don't give him what's his. These are simple principles that can help you amass wealth. God even says in Deuteronomy, I, the Lord, give you the power to get wealth. But that's the 7:30 service. You have to get the CD to deal with that. Yours is about emotional stability. You've been in this mind, this position of your mind being depressed too long. You're trying to work up praise and work up, worship with God. But yet in your mind, you're still being tormented. Many Christians, born again, truly saved and sanctified, are not happy. The rate of depression in the church is astronomical. We're depressed because our lives are not going the way we want them to go. Because I don't have the money that I want to have. I don't have a person in my life. I want a husband. I don't have one, so I'm miserable. What you're saying to God is that I'll only be happy if I have what I want. And so the longer you sit there and pout about what you don't have, he leaves it there until you learn how to give him thanks for what you do have.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1218P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m., and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.